2024, it's our final battle. We're either going to have a country greater than ever before, or we're not going to have a country at all. And we're ready.
I shouldn't do that before I come online because I'm going to start tearing up. I'm telling you, what would we do, you guys? What would we do if we didn't have our wonderful President Trump? I'm telling you, I don't even know. I didn't want to think about that. I'm so thankful. And we're going to talk a little bit about that today. I just wanted to encourage you, you know, don't worry about him. Yes, pray, but do not worry. Nothing can happen to him. Nothing. He is safe in just like he's in the Lord's hands. There's nothing that can happen to him. He's seriously the chosen one. Okay, you guys, I'm going to show you that. For those of you who are new, I'm Melissa, Red Pill the World. We look at the current events in the light of God's word, because what we are all experiencing all throughout all of humanity is biblical. This is the Lord's promise that this day would come, that we would all wake up, at least a chunk of us would wake up, and that we would cast out these horrible, horrible creeps. And you guys were chosen for this. It's amazing. I want you to just really just be so thankful. Pinch yourself and realize that you were chosen for this amazing day. All right. So, yes, I'm so glad to check it out. Give me a thumbs up in the chat. I want to hear that you are encouraged and so excited that the Lord chose you for the freaking Battle of Armageddon. You are a warrior that was hand selected by the Lord to fight in this great Battle of Armageddon. You are awake and you're in the fight and you're on the Freedom Force Battalion. How blessed are you? All right? How blessed are we to be together? I'm so glad. If you're new, check out freedomforce.live. Freedomforce.live. You'll be so encouraged and you'll never have to worry. You'll know that this is the great plan of the Lord, and you'll see how this is biblical, connecting those dots. And I have more than 1,000 videos. We've been working on this for 7 years, and that's a really big number. I'm just saying. And as he said on that video, 2024 is our final battle. Here we are. Here we are. And that's been a long time. And I'm glad I didn't know that it was going to be 7 years fight. But, you know, whatever it was, whatever it is, however long it's going to be, we're going to keep fighting. And we're going to win, win, win. All we do is win, win, win. That's what we're going to do. So love our wonderful president. Don't forget, like, share, and subscribe. Join all with me on all the social media. If you go over to freedomforce.live, you will see my social media right here. The social media is right here. The video channels are right there. All right, so check that out so you can join with us on, and make sure to press this news out. People need to hear this good news. I saw someone just before I came on. They were like, I need some good news today. So I want to just shout out super quick. You know, hit that like button real quick right now. So one of the most important things is that we don't get sucked into the mainstream media. Someone was just asking me about that. How do you keep so encouraged? And I'm like, I really, yes, I listen to what they are saying sometimes. I don't really take it just a heaping helping of it. I know better to do that. I know what they're doing. I know what they're saying. But I know that they're a mouthpiece of the enemy. And so when I listen to them, I'm listening to them with that in mind. And so I'm not getting sucked into it. And I know, you know, I listened to President Trump and I've researched and to really understand the truth. And so I don't get sucked into the narrative. And overarching over all of that, I know this is the great day of the Battle of Armageddon to defeat these criminals. And if the Lord told us he would wait until the gospel had gone throughout all the world. And so this is the beautiful sign in the heavens. If you go on my website, freedomforce.live, you will see this sign. No doubt in the world, this happened September 23rd, 2017 at the Feast of Trump. Literally, there's a biblical festival called the Feast of Trump. And during that festival, or a feast, whatever you want to call it, is this sign happened in the heavens. This sign exactly delineated in Revelation 12, 1 and 2. It's the kickoff. It's the alarm clock for this great day. So just hang in there. We're going to get there. We're going to get there, and we're going to have beautiful, amazing, beautiful days, 1,000 years of peace on earth. That's what I talk about in this book, End Times for them, and 1,000 years of peace for us. Let's talk about what our president said. Listen to what he had to say, and he's actually on this plane when the hydraulics go down on his plane. Was that yet another attempt on his life? We know that they, even from years ago, we heard that on the board that they had attempted many, many times. They've tried everything in the world to stop him. They thought that litigation and the legal process, the lawfare would stop him, and nothing has stopped him. What does that tell you? They can't. They can't. I think that's the whole thing about Susan Wojcicki, however you say her name, from YouTube. I'm going to show you that in a minute because we've been talking about that for years, since like 2018. We're going to get to that. But yeah, so they're flipping out. They're wanting rocks and hills to fall on them because they know this is it and the hammer is coming down. We're going to see it. So check it out.
Survived in a...
Oh, that was literally too... Was that too loud? Sorry about that, you guys. That was super, super loud. Let me do it this way. I don't want to break your eardrums this morning. All right, check it out.
Assassination attempt again. So yesterday, while he was flying to Montana, there was a mechanical issue with his plane, forcing him to make an emergency landing. Thankfully, the former president is okay. Many people say that was an attempt on his life, but this is false because it could just be an accident. Now, that's not even the craziest thing that happened to him, because he literally dissed Joe Rogan by saying, "It will be interesting to see how loudly this guy gets booed at the next UFC event." This comes after Trump thought the podcaster endorsed RFK Jr. Also, Adam Ross just took back the Rolex he gifted Mr. President on a stream due to fear of committing an election crime by offering a presidential candidate a present. Instead, he will give it to Barron. What's even more interesting is at the next rally, Lil Pump claims he will be performing a diss track on Kamala Harris and Joe Biden. However, this hasn't been confirmed yet. But one thing that's been verified is the Trump and Elon Musk interview on August 12th. This will be live streaming on X platform and expected to break the internet.
There you go. Y'all think that's tomorrow night. Today is the, where are we? We are the 11th of August, 2024. So each day, our focus is to fight, right? As he has told us to do. And so, you know, don't focus on, you know, dates or how long this is taking or whatever. Just keep in the fight every day. But this is going to be huge. So let's definitely press this out there tomorrow when he and, President Trump and Elon go at it on X. That's going to be great. That's going to be no telling what they're going to say on that. Wouldn't that be something? Won't that be something? And they can't stop it. They can't stop it. Now that Elon is in control of X, they can't stop it. They can't stop the truth from coming out. Everything they've attempted to do that they've always been able to do, they can't do now. That tells you this is biblical. This is the great day. So I'm very excited about that. All right, so that's coming up tomorrow. We aren't getting any evidence from the government on the Butler assassination attempt. They're trying to blame some Iranian, whatever. It's just all smoke and mirrors, always diversion tactics. We know that's what they always do. But you know, we certainly won't get information on this hydraulics from his plane. You know, we're not going to hear what really happened. So either way, he's bulletproof. There's nothing that can happen to him. There really is not. If they've tried many, many times, so don't let yourself get worried. Okay, so here is, I'm shocked that President Trump would say this. He just said this at the rally in Montana about Biden coming back. I don't know why he's saying this. I don't expect Biden to do this. He came on the news today saying, you know, why he stepped out. So you tell me in the comments and in the chat why you think President Trump is saying this. Check it out.
Exposed during the debate or debates. But so far, she's refusing to debate. We want to have a debate.
Okay, well, now the newest news is that she finally agreed. And he just posted this morning. There are three debates in the schedule. I don't know if she can make it through. What do you guys think? Do you think she can make it through three debates? Joe Biden didn't make it through one, and he's actually a more accomplished politician than she is. She can't get through two sentences without having some kind of ridiculous, you know, brain meltdown, and nothing that she says makes sense, and then she gets into this whole cackling business. So I would be really surprised if she could make it through one, much less three. So anyway, so that's what he's talking about there. But I wanted to maybe press to the part where he's talking about Biden saying about potentially coming back in at the DNC saying, I want my delegates back. This whole thing is, have you ever seen such a thing as this? This tells you they are panicking. Panic in D.C.
With George Stephanopoulos. Have you ever heard of him? It's the nastiest of all. Who would think it, right? You think of NBC as terrible, and they are. MSNBC is disgusting. But the worst might be ABC, and that's the only one she'll do. And you know, when Biden came out with a brilliant idea to have a debate, how did that work out for him? Not so good. But he came out, they handed me Jake Tapper, sometimes referred to as fake Tapper, but I have to tell you, he was totally fair, and Dana Bash, and they were totally fair. They really were. CNN. So they said, we want a debate. They gave me one option, because they weren't going to debate. He didn't want a debate. They gave me one option. CNN, Dana Bash, and Jake Tapper. There will be no audience. They will be turning off your mics as soon as you finish speaking. And if you go over 1 second, they turn off and they make you look very bad. The good part is he didn't use much of his. You know, they give you 2 minutes and they say, right, you have 92 seconds left. And I kept saying, I'll take it. Can I have it? I want it. I want the 92 seconds at this. And then they do another one. You have 37 seconds left. That's a lot, you know, when you're up there, 37 seconds. And that's the last thing he wanted to hear because he didn't want to talk anymore. You have 77 seconds left. He goes, oh, no. What am I going to do? This is who our president was. And now we have somebody that's worse, in my opinion, worse. You have to remember.
Did you catch that he said who our president was? As if Kamala has already shifted into that role. As if, you know, basically they've, you know, 25th Amendment did Biden, removing him. And in all intents and purposes, that he's no longer the acting president. That's what it seems. And the other thing, I mean, talk about lame duck. They kicked him out of, you know, being able to run. And this whole brings up this whole thing about this tips. I'm going to get to that in a second. Why, if she's in office now, why doesn't she do these things? Why, everything she's talking about, why doesn't she? Go ahead, do it. Don't talk. And so people have to catch on that the whole thing is just a bunch of empty promises, empty chatter.
They said that before. We spent $100 million fighting crooked Joe Biden, and then all of a sudden they decide to take out. She was the first loser in the primaries. You know, she ran against Joe Biden and everybody else. I think they had like 16 people running. But she never made Iowa. She was the first one to quit. And now, and stupid, honestly, she was the nastiest to him, too, in any picture. I couldn't believe it. And she was part of the cabal that...
Did you hear him say cabal? There you go. And also, it was because Obama is behind it, right? And he, you know, he forced her in there because he's the shadow president.
Got him out. You know, they got him out. They said, we'll do it the nice way. We'll do it the hard way, Joe. We'll use the 25th Amendment, and we'll call you mentally incompetent, and everybody will believe us. And you know what they did is a terrible thing, actually. They forced him out. It was a coup. We had a coup. That was the first coup in the history of our country. And it was very successful. He said, okay, I'll leave. If that's what you want, I'll leave. And now he's seeing what the competition is. I hear he's going to make a comeback at the Democrat convention. He's going to walk into the room, and he's going to say, I want my presidency back. I want another chance to debate Trump. I want another chance. But I handed Kamala and Crooked Joe a surging economy.
There you go. He says he's going to come back. He did. He posted about that. He's said it several times. And even I think J.D. was bringing it up. Donald Trump Jr. was bringing it up. That would be outrageous. We will see what happens at this DNC. It may just be that he's throwing this out there just to you know, cause a lot of mayhem. He is the genius of media. He gets everybody chattering about him. We've been talking about President Trump and whatever he's been saying for 7 years or since he came down the escalator. He is a media genius. He knows how to get all the conversation going and direct the conversation. And that's really the issue, is they can have always controlled the narrative. I love it. I love our president. Okay, so here's the whole thing about this tips deal. I love it. And the memes just keep coming. Everybody's coming out with a meme about this. So I just love it. I love it. So yeah, if you're a Seinfeld fan, you'll really like this one. Check it out.
And eliminate taxes on tips for service and hospitality workers.
No, that's my idea. They stole my idea.
I love it. People are going crazy. And actually on Twitter also, not on Twitter, on TikTok, they're doing all this. Remember how she went, Kamala went off on, if you want that, then if you want to say that, just then President Trump's going to get elected. Whatever it was that she said. Y'all heard her being real snide and snickety. Anyway, everybody's taking that clip on TikTok. Go get you a TikTok account. Go create one. Use that little clip and just, you know, move something crazy on the video, and it's going viral all over TikTok. It's like everybody said, yeah, we want Trump to be back. So that's really great. Just everybody just keep pushing. All right, yeah, so I put this out there. President Trump just posted this morning on August 11, 2024, how long will it be before Kamala Harris comes out with another Trump policy like no taxes will be paid by our senior citizens on Social Security? Remember that? He's talked about no tax on tips. He's also said no tax on Social Security. How long before she comes out with that, right? She's just a copycat. A KKK copycat. She's looking really bad now. Everyone is waiting to see what idea or policy month she'll copy next. Love it. He just goes in for the kill. It's just, they can't say, oh, that was so dumb. But look back at February 7th, 2023. Here they were saying they're cracking down on waiters' tips. Trump knew this. He's such a genius. He knew to go after this because they've been saying they're gonna snag everybody's make sure that they get down to every $5 that these poor, you know, waiters made. They work so hard, and all these people who make tips, they're living off these tips. You're really going after them? That's who you're going after? You know, and so now they've had to now they've got to change their tune because they realize they need those voters. They need the youth, the young voters, the ones who are, you know, on the low end of the totem pole, right? So what happened to what you were saying in February? And again, why don't you go ahead and do it now? Why are you waiting until the election? You're in office now. Let's make it happen. What's you know, so otherwise, in other words, we know that whatever you're talking about is just baloney. Nobody buys it. Okay, so I want you to see that that's one of the biggest things that's going on right now. This, I love, President Trump said about the assassination. Now, he hasn't talked about the assassination attempt in detail, but he's bringing up that clearly, you know, whenever he talks about it, he's saying clearly this was the hand of God. That's what I've been telling you. He's saying what I'm telling you, that it's true that no one can kill him. No, they just can't. Look at what he says. Check it out.
Being president is a dangerous profession. You know, this is a very dangerous. This is not. This is not the safest profession out there. But it was an amazing event. And for those of you that don't believe in God, I believe that there's only one reason that could have happened, because the chances were so small. Right? Yeah. Thank you. Thank you very much.
There's, you know, there's only one reason. What is he saying? Is that he is protected by the very hand of God, by the angels of the Lord. That's what he's saying. Whether he's in a plane, whether he's in at a rally, whatever it is. And why have I been saying that for, literally, I've been saying that for a long, long time. Because when you look at how this is biblical, this sign that I was just showing you in the heavens, and most of you have seen this, but for those of you who haven't, I want you to understand something really unique that is happening in Virgo's womb. You will see that this is, all these numbers here, what is that? It's because Jupiter, which is the named Melchizedek. The Bible name is Melchizedek. This is the Christ star. It's the star that is the eternal king and priest. That Christ Jesus is the eternal king and priest. Christ, of course, our Lord Jesus was not from the Levitical line. So how could he be a priest? Because he was a priest according to the order of Melchizedek, who doesn't have a beginning or an ending. And he didn't, you know, as our Lord Jesus did not need to have to have the blood of a bull or a goat for himself, because he offered his own blood. He offered his own blood for all of us, for our sins, not for his. And so this is how he is the most amazing priest. It goes into this in the book of Hebrews if you want to read more about it. But anyway, so that amazing Christ star entered into the womb area of Virgo, the beautiful bride of Christ, entered into her womb on the day President Trump was elected. This whole beautiful sign in the heavens that we've been waiting for, much like the Bethlehem star, started on the day President Trump was elected. And after that, we saw this great awakening. We all started to wake up. We all started to get these gigantic truth bombs that were like, wait, I didn't realize that. I thought it was Republican versus Democrat. Oh, they're all a uniparty. Oh, I thought it was, we could trust the government. I thought we could trust the medical community, all these things. Most of us had put our just one extent or another. So I wanted you to see that. So there's, again, I just go back to it. He is, this is biblical. Nothing can stop what is coming. Nothing. So just hang on tight, everybody. I love the way he says it, because what you sense here, don't you guys sense it, that it's not just and as much as I want to give honor to the Lord, and it's not just a matter of, they're honoring the Lord in not recognizing his power to protect President Trump, but it's also because we love President Trump so much. That's what you sense, is that it's not just facts that he's putting out. It's that the love they have for him, the love that we all have for him. And I need to pull this video. Did you guys see the one that I shared on social media yesterday, where these people were being interviewed, and this guy said, literally, he says, "I would take a bullet for President Trump. I would take a bullet for President Trump." And I think that the interviewer said the same thing. She said, "I would too." I think so many people feel that way, because they know how much he has risked, how much he has taken it, all this grief, all these slings and arrows for years to save us. And he didn't need to. He didn't have to. It's amazing. Anyway, so yeah, I could go on and on, but I just really appreciate that. Okay, this was so cute, and I didn't get a clip of it, but remember he's talking about the chart that he was looking at when he turned his head. Because I think the angels turned his head, whatever. If it hadn't been for that chart, I wouldn't be with you tonight. And so the people just cheer and cheer and cheer. And then he says, I'm going to sleep with that chart tonight. He's so funny. He's just so funny. He's really a comedian. Everybody who hangs out with him, they're like, he's just so funny. All right. So he's talking about here, why did I debate Biden? Why did I do that? Because look at all this. Now we've got, you know, he's out and I've got Kamala. But he's just, it's like a prize fighter. It's like whoever comes in the ring, he'll do the 1-2 punch and knock him out. Check it out.
We're going to get Joe Biden out of the White House. What's he doing now? Greg, what's he doing?
Okay, hang on. Hold on. Time out. So, attorney just asked a question on the chat, and I want to stop because I'm afraid, you know how the chat goes, it'll be gone, and I want to make sure that I answer this question. She says, we're not supposed to trust the medical, but what do we do now this week if we had a bad tooth that needs to come out? Okay, so this is what we do. We pray, right? And we pray that the Lord will guide us on what to do about whatever it is. This is what I do constantly. Those of you who've been with me know that that's what we do. When I was poisoned, I was praying, Lord, guide me on what to do to save my own life because I can't, you know, I don't know who to trust. And, you know, I did end up going to Dr. Stella. You know Dr. Stella. Unfortunately, her team did not diagnose it properly. I diagnosed it myself because I prayed and you prayed for me. And the Lord put it in my heart what to do, okay? And so, for example, this verse right here, it says, ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, the one who seeks finds, and the one who knocks, the door will be open. So there are certain doctors that you can trust, and you want to ask specifically what, you know, procedure is going to be done to you. And you know, you go with someone that you know that you can trust. You've had this conversation. I have a doctor that I trust, and she helped to save my life, Dr. Laura, over at Prescribing Life. You know, it's someone that I can ask, and she can help me to maneuver through the system, okay? I have a dentist that I trust, but I don't leave my brain at the door. Like very similar to 1 Corinthians 13. It says, you know, when I was a child, I spoke like a child. I reasoned like a child. But now that I've become a man, I put away childish things. Not that I'm an adult. I put away childish things. I think for myself. And if this doctor is not willing to let me ask questions and discuss these things and get down to it where I feel comfortable in my spirit, by the Holy Spirit inside of me, I'd go on down the road. Okay? So ask. This is what I'm telling you guys, and I hope I don't sound like a broken record, but this is what we do. We ask and say, Lord, we need the answer, and He might direct you to one person, to another person, and it may be that fourth person down the connection to get that answer. But trust that He's going to guide you to that. And He's promised to guide us into all truth. He promised to do that. And that's what this verse is about. This is Matthew chapter 7:7. How about that? Remember that one. 7:7. If you want the answer, Matthew 7:7 has it for you. Ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. And you know, trust that He will direct you. And so I still have these very similar things. Super quick, I'm going to show you this verse right here because I was going to talk about it here in just a minute. But I want to just bring this up super quick while we're here. This is in Isaiah 65 where it's talking about all these blessings of the millennial kingdom. And it just keep your eye on the prize of where we're headed, you guys. But it says here, verse 24, I will answer them, this one right here, I will answer them before they even call to me. While they are still talking about their needs, I will go ahead and answer their prayers. Okay, so that's the answer. That is the answer. So sometimes you do need to have a tooth pulled. Sometimes you need to have that. Okay. Sometimes you know, there are certain things that we need to do. You know, but search. Like I was just listening to this guy today. The doctors had given completely up on him, and he had stage 4 cancer, and just it was all throughout his body. And so he took Fenbin, and another guy took ivermectin. Went just to the vet clinic, got ivermectin, and they're both fit as a fiddle. They purged this out of their system. They're cleansed. They're healed. you know, and be willing to try something that's maybe alternative, something that's different. Something, and this is like with my mom. You guys know this. When I went to, you know, I was desperate. I was desperate to find something that would help my mom because she was in such pain. And this is when, you know, I contacted a friend of mine, a nutritionist that I trust. And she said about the neural therapy, right? And I tried it, and my mom is doing amazing. You guys know that we just went on a family trip. We went on actually two trips. We've been traveling a good bit this summer. I've still been on social media, so you might not have even noticed that I was gone. But I was, because I was still, you know, wherever I have a phone, I can still communicate with you guys. But we walked her little legs off, and she just goes and goes and goes. My husband just can't even believe how she can go so fast. Hey, Mom, I'm so proud of you. And so she's amazing. Amazing. And this is, the Lord answered our prayers. So just be encouraged. The Lord will answer your prayers. Okay. I'm not saying don't take care of yourself. I'm saying to take care of yourself, because they're attacking our health. And this is why I have on my health page. If you haven't seen, go and research everything on this health page, because these are things that the Lord has shown me in answer to prayer over the past 7 years. And that has saved my life, my mom's life, my really good friend's life, you know, various ones in my family, even my dog. It's, you know, saving our lives, you know. And so, you know, detoxing your water, detoxing. This one is an amazing detox. This one right here, if you see a yellow plant out in your yard, it needs the nutrients in the soil. So you put this is what fulvic acid is right here. It puts the nutrients in your body. Like when you put nutrients in the soil. So ask, and you will receive. Ask, and this is the one that helped save my mom's life, the Prescribing Life. Amazing, amazing. And she's doesn't even take aspirin now. She was on 3 opioids a day, you guys. Amazing. So here's a video about that. Also right here, if you haven't seen these links about lifting depression and bipolar, those are nerve disorders. And this is how so many of our maladies are nerve related. So yes, you know, listen to some of the, look at some of these things. This can help. This is real. The nerves, when they are not working properly, and the jab did a lot of that. And also the shedding did a lot of that. And people are having so many weird maladies because of the jab or the side effects of the shedding of the jab. This, we can be healed. Don't just go, they try to scare us. Oh, they did. The doctor told me after I was poisoned, he says, you'll never be well again. That's what he told me. He told my husband. My husband was flipping out. I'm like, I do not receive this. I do not believe this. And because I didn't believe that, I believe the Lord, I'm well today. Okay, so here's what the things, that how I healed my heart. Now, all these things, I do the CBD every day to heal my nerves. I do, you know, all these things that I am doing that the Lord has guided me on. So that's the answer, Tony. I hope that helps. I hope that helps. And the Lord is going to, you know, this is just the beginning. Just is the beginning. We're going to have all these true cures and true therapies released, and we're going to see them. It rolled out, not by the government, but by, you know, of course, Trump will, as he talked about light therapy. I can't wait for all that. We've talked about med beds. He talked about hydroxychloroquine, which is basically like these detoxes up here. You know, he talked about some of these things, and just hang on tight. We're going to have health like you can't even believe. But we got to live to see it. So take care of yourself. I pray over you all the time. Every video, I pray over you. Every video. You go back and listen to every one of these videos, and you'll notice that I'm praying over you. Okay, so now, back to this. Back to this. Yes, and we're praying for you, Turney, that the Lord will guide you to the right answer. And all of you guys. Okay, here, check it out.
You know, he wanted to debate. If we didn't have a debate, he'd still be there. Can you imagine if we didn't have a debate? Why the hell did I debate him? How did he do? Do you think he's happy with the... I don't think so. He's not too happy. You know, they took it away from him. They really did. They took it away. The guy had 14 million votes. She had none. But I'd rather run against her. I think she's easier to beat. I really do. I believe it.
Because she's not an accomplished politician. You could tell that when when Biden would talk, he has so much of this as rote memory that he was just operating off of just, you know, all his the terminology that he's been using for years, and he can skate by on most of it, especially with the mainstream media helping him. She just doesn't have all of that, and she doesn't have a really good understanding of all the political complications, whatever, between the two, all the different views on all the ideology. She just doesn't have a clear understanding of it, and so she just thinks she can get by with cackling. It's gonna be a bloodbath. Oh my goodness, these debates, I just don't see her making it through three debates. I just don't see it. We'll see. It's gonna be quite entertaining. All right, I love this. President Trump's volunteering for the job. Check it out.
Tell this radical left country buster, she's a country buster, that we've had enough. We can't take it anymore. We're gonna say, Kamala Harris, you're fired. You've done a horrible job. You're fired. Get out of here. Get out. Get the hell out of here, Kamala. Right? If Kamala wins, foreign leaders will treat America's president as a joke. They already do. Now we have two jokes. Think of it. What's going to happen? Russia gets a little nasty. China, President Xi, I know him very well. Got along with him very well until COVID, in which case I said, that's the end of that. But President Xi, these are fierce people. These are fierce people. They don't even know who the head of our country is. Who do we have? Are we dealing with Biden? Biden probably should get out, but she should get out also. I think they should both get out. I'll tell you what. Do we have a volunteer? Yes, I will volunteer. Okay. We have to.
Yes, we have a volunteer. It's our wonderful President Trump. You know, he doesn't need this job. He doesn't need it. Certainly he's not in it for the money. He's not in it for, you know, the fun. He's in it for love. That's why he's in it. It's amazing. Oh, we love you too, President Trump. All right. So yes, oh my goodness. This was a month ago that the Supreme Court came down and overturned the DOJ's use of the 1512s obstructing an official proceeding in the J6 cases. That a month ago. And they are still rotting in prison to this day. These people are lawless. They are lawless. They're continuing to use, despite what the Supreme Court said, they're continuing to use the J6 as a to bash freedom fighters over the head. So President Trump just posted this morning, a great victory for justice. Obviously, for the Supreme Court to come down with this ruling, because this is what, you know, this is clearly the case that these people should never have been put in jail. And he says, release the J6 hostages now. Now. So, yeah, this is outrageous what they're doing. We need to share all this. They need to be released, because what we need to people to understand is that the current regime is lawless. They refuse to follow the rule of law. This was a clear-cut case, and the Supreme Court ruled on it, and they just ignore. They just hit the ignore button. It's crazy. All right, so now I wanted to read to you guys something cool I've been working on the study guide. I'm going to post one here in the next couple of days, a new one, number 19, I think it is, 18. Anyway, so we're going piece by piece, methodically through the book of Revelation. And those of you who are going through with me, I think you're seeing how it's just makes such perfectly good sense. And now that we're awake and we realize who our true enemy is. All right. So I wanted to bring up, because as I'm doing the study guide, which hopefully will be out in the next month, it takes so much time anyway, but I think it's really helpful. It's going to help you guys to think through yourself, not just listening to me, which is fine, which is good, and also listening to my audiobooks, which are here. You can see the audiobooks are right here. You can listen to all three books. These are the three books right here. End Times and 1,000 Years Apiece. That's the Decode of Revelation. End Times, This is Biblical. That's showing how all these Bible stories are happening before our eyes. I just love that book, because everything we've ever learned, we're like, we're doing this. We're going across the Red Sea. You know, all these Bible stories we've learned and how those dots are connected, and also the minor prophets that they promised this in Joel and Zephaniah and Habakkuk and Haggai. All these minor prophets told us what we would experience and what we would be a part of when we woke up. But I was thinking about the bowls and how these bowls, it talks about these bowls in two places. One in chapter 5 of Revelation and one the other time in chapter 15. And when it first brings up about these bowls, it's talking about believers. The four living beings is really, it represents all of the tribes of Israel, all of God's people. Okay, when I talk about the tribes of Israel, this is the don't think about necessarily a physical heritage, but all the believers spread all over the world. Okay, this is biblically what really, when it talks about the tribes of Israel, they were scattered. We were scattered. You might be the tribe of Judah. You might be the tribe of Issachar. You might be Zebulun, whatever. You are all those who believe, have the same faith as Abraham. Okay, we have the same faith in the Lord and in a Savior whose blood would pay for our sins. Okay, so that everyone who understands that. Now, these four living beings and the 24 elders fell before the Lamb, and they each had a harp and they held golden bowls filled with incense. And what are they filled with? Incense, which are the prayers of God's people. This is the bowl. So imagine a bowl, you guys. Imagine this bowl, and it's filled with prayers. Okay, it says incense, but that's really, it symbolizes the prayers of God's people, how we've been praying, Lord, deliver us from evil. Deliver us from these people. Deliver us from, you know, King George, our ancestors were doing, you know, praying for that. Lord, deliver us from, now we're praying, deliver us from the New World Order cabal, which is the same thing. Basically, deliver us from evildoers, the evil, wicked demon worshipers. Lord, deliver us and, you know, save us from, you know, what's going on in the people who are praying in Venezuela, the people who are praying in China against all the oppression there, all the prayers, they all fill up these bowls, okay? And they're all over the world, scattered all over the world. Just imagine, picture this, bowls all over the world, okay? And they're singing these words, you are worthy to take the scroll and break its seals and open it. For you were slaughtered and your blood has ransomed people for God from every tribe, language, and people and nation. See what I'm talking about? It's not just this one little small group. It's people from all these tribes, all the languages, all the people, all the nations, people from all over who love the Lord. Maybe they don't quite understand all the details, but either way, they want justice in this world. They want righteousness. They want peace, and they want everyone to do well and be prosperous. All right. So this is what it says in chapter 5. But then we fast forward to to chapter 15, and you'll see again that it talks about these bowls. They were holding these harps that were given to them, and they were singing this song of Moses. Hey, back up. Okay. Let's see. Here, seven angels were holding the seven last plagues. And how are they holding these plagues? Well, they're in a bowl, okay? And they're singing this song of Moses. Remember when Moses crossed the Red Sea? They're like, you saved us, Lord, from our oppressors. Just like we are, just like, Lord, how long we want to be saved from our oppressors. And they sang this song, great and marvelous are your works, O Lord the Almighty, true and just and true are your ways, O King of the nations. Who will not fear you, Lord, and glorify your name? For you alone are holy. All nations will come and worship before you, for your righteous deeds have been revealed. All right, so we're all worshiping the Lord because only He can save us. Only He is holy and just, who can open the scroll, reveal all of this, and destroy the evildoers, okay? This is what's amazing. All right, so in verse 5, chapter 15, verse 5, it says, I looked and I saw the temple in heaven, God's tabernacle, thrown wide open. The seven angels who were holding the seven plagues came out of the temple. They were clothed in spotless white linen with golden sashes across their chests. Then one of the four living beings handed each of the seven angels a golden bowl filled with the wrath of God who lives forever. Okay, so, but I thought it was filled with prayers. How is it now filled with the wrath of God? Right? Anybody having ideas? Yes, prayers filled the bowl. But now, How is it that they're filled with the wrath of God? Because our prayers are bring justice on our enemies. From time immemorial, we're like, Lord, save us from these people. How do we get saved from these people? Is that they have to be brought to justice. They have to be, the Lord's anger has to be meted out on them. They have to be removed. They have to be destroyed from the earth because they're certainly not trustworthy, and they're filled with demons. Deliver us from evil. It's not just, Lord, deliver us from people who have a difference of opinion. This, and there are a lot of people who are brainwashed. I'm not talking about them. I'm not talking about brainwashed people. I'm talking about people who knowingly, they know what they're doing. They know they're poisoning humanity. They know they're damaging our health. They know they're lying. They know they're stealing elections. They know this. They are doing it on purpose, and that they are using satanic trickery to try to destroy humanity. I just saw a video today of all, you know, they knew the numbers would spike when people got the jab. That's what they knew. And they did this on purpose. We know that. I just want you to see that these are the bowls are your prayers. Your prayers, as I was just talking about before, you know, I was really talking about you ask and the Lord will, you know, guide you for your health or for whatever you need, you know, praying for your children or praying for your needs, whatever it is. But this is where we're praying for the Lord to save humanity. And that's why we are here together on the Freedom Force Battalion, because we are praying for the Lord to deliver us from evil. We are connecting these dots. So thank you for sharing this, because we need more people to come fill up these bowls of prayers so that they can be poured out. They can tip over and pour out on the criminals to destroy them. Does that make sense? I hope that makes sense. This is what we are fighting, this great battle. We're fighting in this great battle and really in prayer. Isn't that cool? It's not bullets that are in the bowls. It's not guns in the bowls. As much as I love guns, okay? I love the Second Amendment. I think that's why we're here to fight this day, because of all the rednecks in America who have guns. Praise the Lord for them. We have 125 guns per person in America. Praise the Lord. That's why we're free to fight in this battle. But what's in the bowls is our prayers. And the Lord changes that into justice. How about that? Y'all like that? You like that? Isn't this great? I love that. I never had touched the book of Revelation. I'd never touched it. And now I'm just like, that's all I want to think about or talk about, because it's, you know, the Lord has revealed all this. That's the whole point of Revelation. He's revealed it, and we're living through it. So that's our job, is to help people see this and not to be afraid, but to join the fight. If you notice on all my social media, I'm like, join the fight. Let's all join in this great epic battle, because after it's over, we won't have the chance to do it. This is our one chance to do it. All right. This is wonderful patriots who lost their lives. I don't know if you heard about this flight. You know, the Lord did say in the great Sermon on the Mount, he said that those who are destined for prison would go to prison, and those who are destined to die would die. And this is part of a war. This is part of a war. And I hate it, but this is what it takes. Through much tribulation, we inherit the kingdom. The meek will inherit the earth. Of course, the bad guys, that last bowl, that's the thing that ticks them off more than anything, is that we're going to inherit the earth. That's the bitterest pill for them to swallow down, because they're like, we stole it. This belongs to us. They're saying, nope, it's time for them, for the righteous, the meek, those who honor God, to inherit the earth. How about that? So I just, you know, it just breaks my heart that these people died. I guess you saw probably the plane. I shared it on social media that the plane crashed. It just looked like it just stopped operating. Everything just turned off, like someone flipped off a switch, and it didn't go nose diving. It just went just straight down. And these people, the thought of it, they're on the plane, and I know they're like, what is happening? And there was just it exploded in a fireball. Who were these people? There were 8 cancer doctors. There were supposed to be 15, but some of them got a different flight. I'm just saying, I don't know. Just pray. I do. Before I get on any flight, I'm like, Lord, just, like I was on a flight the other day, and the we got everybody literally went on the plane, or on the plane, and all of a sudden the pilot comes on and he says there's a problem with the plane. Everybody has to get off the plane. We all have to get off the plane. I'm like, and my husband's like, you know, nobody was mad, but my husband was like, well, that sucks. I'm like, I'd rather them find out about it now than when we are 20,000 feet up. So anyway, I've just hated that these 8 cancer doctors, more than likely these were ones who were fighting Big Pharma. More than likely these are people who are promoting fenbendazole. I don't know. I haven't researched into it. Maybe somebody has, and you can share a link or something on the chat, but or in the comment section of the video. But yeah, these if this happened, planes don't usually fall out of the sky. The pilots are very, you know, like they want to make sure that their plane is going to work. Everybody, you know, wants to do that. And for this to happen, it just is very fishy. And it says 15 doctors have been scheduled to take the 2-hour doomed flight, but 7 had taken an earlier plane. Eyewitnesses who videoed the crash said it appeared to stall before circling to the ground and bursting into flames. Pfizer is betting big on cancer drugs. They don't want us to lose our, when we don't believe in their cancer drugs anymore, which have like a 1% success rate. Some crazy low number. I don't know what the number is, but it's very, very low. They want us to continue to believe in them. I'm telling you. Fenbendazole, sodium chloride, and ivermectin. It just breaks my heart. Okay, you got to see this. Have you seen this? President Trump put out this very interesting post. He truths so much, and there's just so many little hidden little nuggets. What is this? Is this yesterday? He says, in the fake news story done by the failing New York Times on Willie Brown and his little helicopter ride with me many years ago, there were logs, maintenance records, and witnesses. There was also a story on Willie and me. Why can't the radical left failing New York Times write accurately and fairly on me, see following truth? I only have one major goal in life, and that is to make America great again. Wouldn't that be good? A good thing for the New York Times? Think of it. They could be great again. All right. Interesting post. Bringing up Willie Brown and all this. But the thing I want to point out is Willie and Me. What is that about? Have you guys seen this? This book about Willie and Me is about a time traveler. Okay, I'm not going to get into some conspiracy theory, whatever. But Trump is no doubt very unique. Let's just put it that way. Very, very unique. I'll read this little portion. This was from, who had shared this? I should always put the post. Willie and Me. Okay, this was from, oh goodness, where was this from? Who posted this? That's weird. Okay, I don't see it. Sorry. I don't see the name of the person. Okay, with more than 1.5 million books sold, the Baseball Cards Adventure Series brings the greatest players in history to life, featuring black and white photographs and stats throughout, plus black back matter separating fact from fiction. Willie and Me is the perfect mix of history and action for every young baseball fan. Stosh thought he was finished traveling back in time, but then Ralph Branca shows up in his room one night begging for Stosh's help. In 1951, Branca pitched a ball to Bobby Thompson that would become the shot heard round the world. For those of you who are not familiar with the board, that was a big phrase in the board about the shot heard round the world. We're like, what is that going to be? Well, now we think that likely it's the assassination attempt on President Trump. I can't tell you how this all comes out. I can't tell you how they would know any of this. I can't explain it. I can't, except this is biblical. I don't know. I can't tell you. Like I said last week, I just find this very, very interesting. Very, very, very interesting. And that he would post about it. You know, it's one thing for all of us to be talking about it and for 17 to post about shot heard around the world. We're like, okay, what is this all? And then President Trump just posts about it, about a time traveler and the shot heard around the world. So I do not believe that they intentionally shot, you know, the good guys intentionally shot at President Trump. But I will say that President Trump has, they've attempted his life many times. So it's not, unfortunately, has not been a rare occurrence. So I'm surprised that they keep trying. But as you remember, good old Schumer, he said, they've got 7 ways to Sunday to get back at you if you attack the C blank A. Well, what does that mean? That means every day. 7 ways is like every day they've got something else they can pull out of the hat. They can, you know, attack the plane. They can do a shooter. They can do 1,000 different things. Poison. You remember him giving that? They gave him that water when he was up on stage and he tossed it. So either way, whatever it is, it's just very interesting. I wanted to just throw that out there and see what you guys say in the chat and in the comment section. I just wanted you guys to see that. All right. So I wanted you to. That's the main thing that this book brings up about a time traveler and the shot heard around the world, and President Trump just posted about it. Interesting. All right. So now I want you to see. Okay. I don't know if I'm going to have time to do this, but probably not. Probably not. Not this time. I'll probably save that for next time. Okay. So I wanted to talk about this woman. She was on the board. And to be honest, I don't know if she's a woman. I don't know. I don't know. Maybe she is. Maybe she's not. Doesn't really so much matter. But either it's hard to know who to trust and what to trust. But her name, I don't know how to say it. Susan Wojcicki. I'm going to say Wojcicki because I don't know how else to say it. They announced yesterday that she has died of an aggressive cancer. And of course, the first thing that goes in my mind is, I don't know that I believe this. And you know, just because. You know, I have a channel now. I've done 1,000 videos. I can choose what I'm going to report. You know, what I can, you know, and like I just said, I'll leave that for that other thing for later. They use the mainstream media as their tool to just move the narrative, and they can say whatever they want to say on there, and it maybe it's true and maybe it's not true. And I'm sure they could find a coroner to say she may be dead. I don't know. I just don't know that what to believe of anything that comes out of their mouth, because I know they're the mouthpiece of the New World Order satanic cabal. Anyway, so I want you to see who she is. She was the former CEO of YouTube, which we hate, you know, what they have done, what she at the helm of YouTube was doing, because they canceled so many of us who were trying to get the truth out about the jab, about the election, about 1,000 other things, about the C blank A and everything else that we just keep pushing out there. And they've pushed us. That's why I'm here on Rumble, which I appreciate Rumble, and I'm glad we can get the truth out on Rumble, but I would really like to have be able to have my videos over on YouTube. And for how long did I just hold up a card and so that I could, you know, avoid being canceled? When we can't speak a word without fear of being canceled, we don't have a free country. And so it was mostly, as far as YouTube, which is a Google, y'all know YouTube is basically Google, that this is all because of this person right here. This person right here, she is in serious hot water for being lawless, for going against our very Constitution, our very Bill of Rights, of our rights to free speech. She is responsible, and she will be held to an account if she's alive. So if I were her, I would fake my death. I'm just saying. Okay, so I want you to see what was posted way back, September 12th, 2018. It talks about Sergey Brin, which is the founder of Google, born in Moscow. Okay, and he was married to Ann Wojcicki, Ann's Susan's sister. She's the founder of 23andMe. Of course, they're doing that to get all of our history. And so they know, even if you haven't done it, more than likely someone in your family has, and they know, you know, they can connect the dots to figure out who you are and what is your lineage. And, you know, for a couple of reasons. One is to find out, you know, who are the likely fighters. They've been fighting against me for years, well before I even woke up. and I didn't know why. I would have all these weird things happen. And now I realize it's because they knew that I had this heritage. And more than likely, the same thing has happened to you. That they've been, you know, different things would happen, and you're like, this makes no sense. What is going on here? And so I couldn't just be like a normal person. Anyway, so they also have this so they can use certain drugs that they know that would damage, you know, and harm us, and, you know, specifically targeted to hurting us. That's what the 23andMe is all about. It's not just a, you know, a fun way to research your heritage, unfortunately. All right, so Susan, though, is the sister, and she has been the CEO of YouTube. So I'm going to show you this post right here from October 18th, 2020. It's talking about, there's Sergey Brin. Let's see if I can make it a little bit bigger. Yeah, Sergey Brin is the co-founder of Google, president of Alphabet, net worth $50 billion. So that's married to Ann right here. So she's the co-founder of 23andMe, the DNA database. All right, and then her sister is Susan Wojcicki. So it says, how is the game played? They control the communication, as you know, we've been canceled. The algorithms, they choose what goes out into the marketplace of ideas, into the mainstream of ideas, and what gets pushed out, right? And so that's really what Google's all about. How do they fight us with their evil schemes against our DNA, right? And also they use YouTube to control the narrative. That's how the game is played. All right, so we already know that. So I wanted you to see that, and I wanted you to see, because this one was too fuzzy, this is what they said. It's with profound sadness. I share the news of Susan Wojcicki passing. My beloved wife of 26 years and mother to our 5 children left us today. She was not just the best friend and partner in life, but brilliant mind, a loving mother, dear friend. Okay, we're heartbroken, whatever. Okay, sorry, I just find it very odd. I just find it very odd that this is what happened to her at this moment. And it reminded me, the very first post I did was, I posted this passage here from Revelation chapter 6 that says, rocks and hills fall on us and hide us from the face of the Lamb, for the day of his judgment has come, and who can stand? This is what the Lord told us was going to happen. They would realize that the gig was up, that the judgment was coming, and they would run for the hills. They're running for the hills to fall on them, to, you know, the bunkers and all that. So, like I said, if I were her, I would fake my death. If I saw that they were not successful in killing President Trump again, if I saw that they couldn't, you know, they had this pathetic excuse of a Democrat candidate, and Kamala is likely not going to win. If I saw that they're likely going to have these elections, they're not going to be able to cheat them, I'd fake my death. I would fake my death. That's what I would do. All right, so here's a little clip of her.
Well, first of all, we've taken responsibility very seriously. It's been one of my top priorities. And with regard to COVID and with regard to vaccines, that has been a top priority for us. And we have a number of different ways that we address that. So first of all, we want to make sure that if there's information that violates our policies, we came up with 10 different policies around COVID. Then if that's a violation of policies, then that's something that we'll remove.
She sounds so reasonable, doesn't she? But when you're listening to this, you have to recognize that what she's really saying is, we have certain things that people are allowed to say, and we have certain things that they're not allowed to say because we control speech and we control the narrative. Okay, that's the way you listen to it, right?
Moved over 1 million videos associated with COVID.
She's a traitor. She's guilty of treason. And it's because of her that millions have died. So you can see why I'm not crying over her death or crying about her leaving. And I'll tell you, one way or the other, justice will be served on her.
But we also want to make sure that we're raising up information that we think that come from trusted and authoritative sources. And we've really been able to do that.
Is there any lessons, though, that you learned or lessons that you're still learning from the COVID era? Because I think a lot of people, they say YouTube's not doing enough. You know, how do you respond to that?
Yeah, I mean, I think, well, first of all, we're always learning. I just to be fair, like, we're always thinking about...
What an idiot interviewer. You need to do more and silence more people. You need to stop all these facts from coming out. These people. The media, the mainstream media, is the enemy of the people. How many millions have to die before people wake up and realize that? It's unfortunately, they're brainwashed because they hear it and hear it and hear it and hear it. I know I was going to show you this one other thing. My time is going to run out. Before we go on, because I know I'll forget. Candace Owens just had a clip where she was talking about the CIA had this test that they would run. They said there were 18 people in a room, and they showed everyone this picture, and they went around the circle and they asked, it was clearly a triangle, and then they asked everyone in the circle, starting with, you know, all these CIA people, and the last person was that 18th person. They said, you know, what was this that you saw in this picture? And they all said, oh, it was a square. It was a square. It was a square. It was a square, square, square. They all said square. So guess what the last person comes along and says? The one that's not CIA. What does he say? It was a square. My question for all of us is, what do we do? And I think that we've proven that we're not that person who's just a brainwashed, useful idiot that won't think for themselves. We're not. We think for ourselves. We don't always get it right, but we try to think for ourselves and not just follow the crowd. And that gets us in trouble. But, you know, we have to be true to what is in our, what we know in our head and what we feel in our heart. We have to be true to that, even if we're canceled. And that's, you know, like it said, you know, some, you know, like that verse I was saying before, some who are destined to die, those will die. And some of those who are destined for prison will go to prison. And some who are destined to be canceled off of YouTube will be canceled off of YouTube or Twitter or whatever. Anyway, so here's some more of Susan Wojcicki.
How can we do better? We're looking at the feedback and working with public health experts across the board. And, you know, I think one of the big things for us is to continue to work with public health experts to understand, you know, what are the ways that we can partner with them to get their messages across. And I really believe that is something that's really changed is the evolution of bringing, you know, creators, musicians, experts talking about public health. We never would have seen that before the pandemic. But being able to get creators and influencers to really be able to work with public health to spread those messages has been very essential.
Have you talked to the Biden administration at all about vaccine hesitancy or vaccine misinformation?
Well, we did an event actually with the Biden administration, including President Biden himself, with a number of creators, Fauci as well. And we really saw that as an opportunity to be able to help and spread.
Okay, I think you've seen enough. You get the idea of what they did. Okay, so here's her sister, Ann Wojcicki, the sister of departing YouTube CEO and self-made multimillionaire. Yeah. Nothing self-made about it. It's all been
so
government.
I just want to make sure.
Okay. Here's one more. Just a short one, hopefully.
Ways that as we're making decisions that I'm thinking about things in terms of being on the right side of history. It might be hard right now, but how will we think about it in the future? And how can I make sure that YouTube is on the right side of history?
You guys have really gotten a lot better at stopping some of the abuse and misinformation. There's still some big stories that have slipped through the cracks. And most recently, there was the video called Plandemic that, you know, shot up on YouTube. It was a video, as you're familiar, you know, that alleged that Dr. Fauci had a role in spreading the virus and that masks masks actually spread coronavirus and all sorts of misinformation. So how did that video become one of the top trending videos on YouTube?
Yeah. Well, so we have definitely updated our policy many times since the COVID-19 crisis hit. I think we've implemented more than 10 different policies. And it definitely is a policy violation I can go through to say, for example, the virus doesn't exist, or that you can take any kind of unsubstantiated cures that have not been verified. And so Plandemic was a video that was violative of our policies. We did remove it. But what happened is that there were a large number of people who re-uploaded that video, and they tried a whole variety of different techniques, whether it was speeding it up or slowing it down or putting it in a frame or changing it in a whole bunch of ways. And it just took some time for our systems to be able to catch that all. We use a combination of people and machines, and we were able to ultimately bring all of those copies down. But there was a moment in time where there was just a challenge in our enforcement. But it was never an issue with policy. It always was a violation of.
Yeah, there you go. Now you know, just in case you didn't know who this woman, man, whoever was, now you do. All right, yeah. So, there you go. We'll see. We'll see. I would love nothing more. I would love nothing more than to see all these people, as the Lord has promised to do, they're paraded through the streets and really, whatever, not whatever through the streets or whatever, for all eyes to see. So they're a public shame brought before public mockery, and for knowingly doing this. I'm not talking about the idiots who didn't know. This woman knew. Fauci knew. Her sister knew. Sergey Brin knew. This is why they're being called out. There are different ones who were called out on the 17 board. And so we've been, you know, talking about this for a long, long, long time, well before any of us were banned. But they knew. The ones who, you know, knew all of these plans of the enemy, they knew what they were going to do. They knew that they were going to find ways to remove us. And so that's why it's so great. I'm so glad that you guys are here, that you are helping to share whatever truth that we put out every day, whether it's on social media or on the videos. I really, really appreciate it. Make sure that you hit that like button and just keep sharing. Make sure you join me over on X. I'm, you know, I had like 70,000 people over on X, and I've tried to get my X account back. If anybody knows how to get my X account back, I would love that. Unfortunately, I don't think I'll ever will. So just help to press this truth out to everybody. All right. So let's see if there's anything else. I think that was everything I wanted to share with you. Oh. Someone had wanted some encouragement. And I just, like, all the things that they have done to our health, I want you to know, to remember the beautiful promise in Isaiah 65. Not only that passage I read earlier in verse 24, it says, "Thou will answer them before they even call," because you just keep asking, right? And believing that he will guide you into all truth, whatever it's about. But also, we're not going to have all this death. Now, there's going to be death in the millennial kingdom. During the millennial kingdom, death has not yet been conquered. But we will live longer, healthier, and more prosperous and peaceful lives. It's the millennial kingdom of Christ on earth. His kingdom come, his will be done on earth as it is in heaven. It's going to be that way. That's why we prayed it for all these years. Verse 20, no longer will babies die when only a few days old. No longer will adults die before they've lived a full life. No longer will people be considered old at 100. Okay, I want you to hear that. I want you to believe that. I want you to start getting a vision of living long, healthy lives. And the Lord will guide you there. He will guide us there. And he already has, in that he's you know, convinced us not to take this jab. Not only were we trying to, you know, we're not taking it ourselves, we were trying to help others not to take it also, right? We tried very, very hard to stop all of that. But just think about this. Think about this, you guys. You won't be considered old at 100. Only the cursed will die that young. In other words, it's like, what happened? How could they only live to be 100? This is in your Bible, Isaiah 65. And I know I've read it before, but I want to keep reminding you of where we're headed. In those days, people will live in the houses they build and eat the fruit of their own vineyards. Thank you very much. No more confiscatory taxes. Every bit of those taxes that they've taken from you by fraud will be returned to you. It's all going to be returned to you. Unlike the past, invaders will not take their houses and confiscate their vineyards. They won't. No more of that. No more of that. They've done it. Not because, you've seen stacks and stacks and stacks of gold. They don't need the money. They just don't want you to have it. They don't want you to have freedom, because they know when you have a minute of freedom, you'll research and you'll figure out who these creeps are and you'll fight them. That's the point. They love to press us down and to cause all this suffering. So just hold on, you guys. Hold on. 2024 is our final battle. For my people will live as long as trees, and my chosen ones will have time to enjoy their hard-won gains. Hasn't it been hard? We're going to win. We're going to win. Nothing but win. They will not work in vain, and their children will not be doomed to misfortune. There's another passage. I'm going to do this on the next video. But Isaiah, I think it's in 62, that they will bring your children back to you on their shoulders. How about that? Hang on. Just hang in there. Okay, everybody? Okay, so in the meantime, I wanted to make sure that you guys knew that there's a special going on the CBD. I do every day. This is the one that I really like. This one right here, the 1500. If you have any questions about it, you can check out on my social media. I talk about Miss Dr. Pam Markham. She is a wonderful doctor. She's one of those doctors that I absolutely trust. And so she answers questions about how this helps to treat the nerves and coat them and to restore them so they send the proper signals. And check out the CBDA. If you haven't gotten CBDA, it's on 50% off right now. I think just through tomorrow. So it's really coming close. So definitely get that and go to, it's on mydailychoice.com. I'll go ahead and put the link on the social media for you guys. Copy link. I'm going to put it in the social media so you guys can grab it, because 50% off is a big, that's a big help. That's a big help, because this is high quality, and you want to make sure you get the things that you need. So, and stock up, maybe get some for Christmas presents even. Give it a gift for people that you know who are having nerve-related problems a lot from the jab. All right, I think that's everything I wanted to share with you guys today. I think that's everything. All right, let's pray. Again, as I always do, I always pray for you guys, and I'm just so thankful the Lord has heard our prayers and continues to keep us together and to guide us into the truth and until this day of victory. Thank you so much, Lord. We praise you. I thank you for my battalion. I thank you for how you've brought us together and how you've helped us to see how this is biblical. Thank you, Lord, that you are guiding us every day, that you have seen us through to this point, and you will see us through to victory. Thank you, Lord, that you are, that nothing can happen to President Trump, and nothing can stop what is coming, because this is biblical. This is what you have planned for us. We praise you and thank you, Lord, for this amazing plan. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that you paid for all of this to save us from the works of the devil by shedding your blood on the cross. You paid to save humanity, and nothing can stop that. They couldn't stop you on the cross and rising from the dead, and they can't stop you now. I thank you, Lord, for all these wonderful patriots who are rising up, who've listened to you, and that you are guiding. I pray that you will guide Turney and her dental issue, and as well as all the others who are having health issues right now. Lord, guide them on how they can protect themselves and their families. Guide them to good doctors who will do good, true treatments and first do no harm. Lord, guide us on what exactly we should do to protect ourselves and to have the correct treatment. And Lord, we trust that no weapon formed against us will prosper. And Lord, it is all these things we trust in your hands. Lord, we pray that you'll protect us and guide us and provide every need for everyone on this channel. I pray you bring strength to them. I pray you protect their families and bring peace in their homes and strong connections with those in their families and their friendships. Lord, I pray that you would give them a ability to speak to people maybe they haven't spoken to in a while about some of these things. Just guide them on what to say, what to share, where to share it on social media, so that people can wake up. Lord, use the TikTok. Use this thing tomorrow with President Trump and Elon having this likely viral Twitter X, whatever spaces that's going to happen. Use that and have the truth run fast. And we praise you and trust the plan. We love you and we give you praise in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, guys, I love you. I got a jet. You know I do. I hate to, but I do. I have to go. And I will talk to you later.